There were no reports today of disruption to relief efforts in the Indonesian province of Aceh. That, despite the government's restrictions on the movement of aid workers and journalists there, Indonesia's vice president has also said he wants foreign troops involved in the relief work to be gone by March.
Aceh province took the hardest hit from last month's earthquake and tsunami, and it is also home to a rebel movement that has been fighting the Indonesian government. As NPR's Michael Sullivan reports, some people in Aceh fear there is an ulterior motive behind the new restrictions on foreigners.
Indonesian officials insist the restrictions are designed to guarantee the safety of those delivering aid in a region where separatist rebels have been waging a low-level conflict against the government for more than three decades. Aid workers and journalists have been barred from Aceh for the past 2 years as the Indonesian army stepped up its campaign against the rebels. When the tsunami struck, those restrictions were lifted, or at least ignored, for nearly 3 weeks. Now they're back. But Indonesia's social welfare minister, Awi Shihab, says it's for the foreigners' own good.
We are today requesting your full understanding that there is no politics in this. We want you to be safe. We want you to be secure in doing the humanitarian mission.
Indonesian military officials say the workers face kidnapping or worse by rebels from the Free Aceh Movement, known here by its acronym GAM. Most observers dismiss this notion. GAM, they say, has much more to gain by welcoming relief workers and journalists. The new restrictions, these analysts say, are simply a way for the military to reassert itself in its fight against the rebels. Humam Hamid is a lecturer at Aceh State University.
They are trying to control the areas. They want to make sure that the movement is not going to gain any benefit from this catastrophe. So they just want to make sure that the movement is not going to get anything. For example, they might get some food, it might create kind of accessibility for them to move anywhere they want.
Human rights activist Smita Notosusanto, a longtime critic of Indonesia's military, agrees that the new restrictions are an attempt by the military to pick up where it left off before the tsunami.
They don't want people to know what they are doing because they are still continuing their attacks, their war effort in the remote areas. So they don't want all these foreigners to know what they are doing.
Human Rights Watch and other human rights organizations have long accused the Indonesian military of severe human rights abuses in Aceh, including against many civilians. The U.S. State Department expressed similar concerns in its latest human rights report. In the past 2 years, the Indonesian military has intensified its campaign against the separatists with some success. Sidney Jones, Southeast Asia Project Director for the International Crisis Group, says some in the military feel the relief effort may jeopardize those gains.
I think it's clear that there are some elements within the military that believe that after 2 years of intensive military operations, they've pushed GAM into a corner, and the priority should be to finish GAM off, not to rebuild Aceh in a way that makes a more responsible government. And clearly, that's completely the wrong attitude.
Aid agencies today said they were examining how the new restrictions might affect their operations in Aceh. But there were no reports of any being forced to take an armed escort into affected areas, nor were there any reports of relief workers being denied access to those areas. Sidney Jones says some in the Indonesian government know they need the relief groups for now. But the government is not united, and she worries what might happen if Indonesia's powerful military decides to curtail access to hard-hit areas. Michael Sullivan, NPR News, Banda Aceh.